Federal health officials still standing behind masks. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Several states moving recently to lift mask requirements, but the Centers for Disease Control not yet ready to make it federal policy.
We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things worsen. If and when we update our guidance, we will communicate that clearly, and it will be based on the data and the science.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, New York and California among the states lifting mask mandates recently, but leaving them in place for school children. Virginia now making it illegal to force kids to wear masks in the classroom.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a law passed by legislators that codified his earlier executive order. He added an emergency provision allowing the rule to take effect March 1st. Masks in schools can no longer be required. At his bill signing, several school-aged children were there, including 10-year-old Bronna McAllister, who was invited to speak.
This morning was my ninth suspension of not wearing a mask, and it has been really hard to do work.
Several school districts had sued when the governor initially made masks optional in an order. Arlington's district says they're reviewing the latest health guidance and will present a revised policy at Thursday's board meeting.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Biden administration continues to warn that Russia's claim that it's pulling back some of its troops from Ukraine's borders is disinformation.
More Russian forces, not fewer, are at the border, and they are moving, concerningly, into fighting positions. This is cause for profound concern.
State Department spokesman Ned Price saying this is the Russian playbook to paint a picture publicly while they do the opposite. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine tells Fox News the risk of a Russian invasion is still very high. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow dropped 54 points, NASDAQ down 15, the S&P 500 added 4 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The head of the Federal Aviation Administration announcing he is leaving his job.
The FAA's reputation's been under fire for years. The agency criticized for its handling of Boeing and the crashes of two 737 MAX jets, as well as potential interference from 5G wireless systems on aircraft controls. Now, just about halfway through his five-year term, FAA Administrator Steve Dixon is calling it quits. He says he's been separated from his family during the pandemic, and he told President Biden it's time to go home. The trouble with Boeing's jets, really a defining issue for his tenure. It took 2 years for the agency to approve modifications to the plane. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Justice Department is suing the state of Missouri over its new law written to defend the Second Amendment. It prohibits state and local cooperation with federal officials who attempt to enforce anything that violates the Second Amendment rights of Missourians. The Justice Department arguing in a court filing that violates the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Federal defense contractors are being warned to tighten their computer defenses.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, along with the FBI and NSA, say Russian entities are targeting contractors looking for information on intelligence, software systems, weapons, and other sensitive areas. Officials say the hack attempts can be traced from January 2020 to now, regularly mining emails and other data sources. Randomization of passwords and other access data have been recommended, as well as multi-level ID entry. Agencies are also warning contractors to review trusted IT partners that bad actors could exploit for classified information. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.